Hello, good morning, and welcome back, or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and I got a DM last week saying that they thought my name was Ray. My name is Alana. Well, technically, my first name is Alana Ray, so it's not that far off, but my name's Alana. The show is called Morning Ray because my name is Alana Ray. It's hyphenated. I never go by it, but that is my first name, and Morning Ray came from me being known for my morning routines, kind of like a ray of light. I don't know. It's just a play on words. Anyhow, the show is Morning Ray. My name's Alana, or you can call me Lan, but just to clarify for anyone who might have been confused about what my name is, it's Alana or Lan, and today's episode is going to be answering the question of how do I stay motivated? I swear this is probably one of the most asked questions that I get when I post my Q&As on Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. And it's a question I'm always asked by friends, family, colleagues, people I meet, whoever. How do I stay motivated to continue to work out, take care of myself, to push myself in my career, especially with being self-employed, to post online, to put myself out there, to continue to date, anything? Like, how do I stay motivated? In simplicity, before we get into the bulk of the episode, I don't always stay motivated. I'm human just like you guys. And unfortunately, motivation is something that it's great when we have it, but it's kind of like that toxic ex-boyfriend, hopefully ex-boyfriend, but that toxic relationship where it's very hot and cold, it's unreliable, it's flaky, it's inconsistent, and it's something we cannot rely on in order to get our goals achieved, to work towards our goals, and to do the things that we want to do and accomplish in life. Unfortunately, that's motivation for you. It's great when it's great, but it sucks when it's not there, when it's not present. And I simply am not someone who relies on motivation. I rely on this thing called self-discipline. I think I've always been a very disciplined person, and so I will do my best in explaining all the things that I naturally do and encourage myself to do as someone who is disciplined, so that maybe if you're listening to this and maybe if being self-disciplined and holding yourself accountable isn't second nature to you, or it's something you would like to get better at, you can take what I'm sharing and apply it into your own life in a way that works best. But before we get to the nitty-gritty of the episode, as always, I want to do a little housekeeping, little life update, go into my current faves, and then we will carry on with why you clicked on this episode. I'm so excited, you guys. When you're listening to this, obviously this would have already happened, but I'm seeing Tate motherfucking McRae this weekend. I am so excited. I'd say I'm a pretty OG fan. I've been following her since her dancing days way back when, because if you know, I grew up dancing, and so I love Tate as a dancer first. I went and saw her back in September when she was here in Toronto. I saw her at History, which is definitely like a smaller venue. I got to go with Essentia Water, which was pretty fucking awesome. And I bought tickets for this tour. She's playing at Budweiser, which I'm so excited about. Best summer venue ever in Toronto. But anyways, I bought tickets when they came out. I got in the 200s. And I want to say like a month or so ago, Liquid IV reached out to me and was like, hey, like, we'd love to send you to one of these concerts, and gave me a list of artists this summer and promote the Liquid IV pop-up, whatever. And lo and behold, Tate McRae was on it. So obviously I requested and responded right back and was like, I want to see Tate McRae. And I got my tickets yesterday. I didn't know what these tickets were going to be. I didn't know if they were going to be better than the ones that I had bought. I didn't know if they'd be the same, worse, whatever it would be. You guys, I see the email come through, and I've been waiting. I'm like patiently waiting for these tickets to come through so that then I can sell the ones that I bought, because I'm like, I need to go to this concert. And I don't know, I just can't trust fully until it's in my hands. And I get the email and I'm so anxious, like sitting here like, what are these seats that they've given me and a friend? So insanely grateful no matter what. But I'm just like, are they going to be better? Are they going to be worse? What's the deal? Blah, blah, blah. And I open it and they're floor tickets. They are floor tickets. I'm going to be sitting on the floor watching Tate McRae, and I hope that there are other Tate McRae stands listening to this, but I'm just so excited. Like, I swear I know all the dances. I know all the choreo just from watching so many videos of her performing on tour on TikTok and Instagram. I am so excited. I've been listening to her set list nonstop ever since the tour started. I got the new set list when she switched it for her North American tour from her European tour. I'm truly just, if I were to say like who my girl crush is, it's Tate McRae. Like, she is just so perfect and such an incredible performer. And really small world, but Finley. So Finley is her, this is like a little Tate McRae and I guess Alanna Ray lore. Finley, her best friend and one of her backup dancers. I actually went to middle school with him. We went to a middle school called Baythorn. It was an arts program just in the suburbs of Toronto. So little small world with that. So I'm excited to see him perform as well. He's an incredible dancer, incredible performer, and I think their friendship is so cute. But guys, I'm so excited for Saturday. This week is actually insane. I have the Paris, Texas, which is a bar I always go to in Toronto. They're 1 year on Thursday. And then what do I have on Friday? Friday, I have a million one errands also to run before I leave for London on Monday on top of all of this and getting ahead with work. But then Friday, I have two of my friends' birthdays and we're celebrating that, going to the park and having a picnic. And then on Saturday during the day, I have another friend's birthday and we're doing a barbecue. Then we have Tate McRae. Then there's also a Patron party that I might go to afterwards. Sunday, I'm probably going to take it easy. We'll go up north to my parents and lay by the pool and just like fix my tan up before I go to London and Italy. And if you're wondering why I'm going to London and Italy, London, I was originally visiting a friend, as my friend Steph. She's been on the podcast before, Steph Robinson. You can go check that episode out. But London is now a solo trip, so I'm super excited to experience traveling solo. I think I spoke about this briefly on last week's episode, but I'm really excited to just experience that and maybe go on a few dates. I don't know. Date some British men. We shall see. But I'm really excited to go to London and to see London. I feel like I'm going to really love the city and I've never been there before. I've never solo traveled like this before. So I'm super excited. And then I'll have a little break in the middle, although it's not really a break because it's going to be Kaylee Stewart's bachelorette and wedding, which I'm so excited to see Kaylee and to see Trin and also all of Kaylee's friends who are so incredibly sweet. But I'm just so excited to be celebrating Kaylee and Zach on their wedding and everything and getting to experience all of that. I just know it's going to be so beautiful and such a great experience and celebration of their love for one another and the milestone in the relationship. But I'm also so excited to be in Italy and to see Sorrento and Ravello and Capri and all these things and Rome for the first time. So I'm super excited about that. I'm also going to be turning 25 when I'm there. 25, guys. Gonna be old, too old for Leo, but it's fine. We're fine. I'm actually really excited to turn 25. I know a lot of people get sad when they start getting older, but I feel like really excited about 25. I feel like 24 was a year of a lot of growing and learning and coming into myself. And so I'm just really excited to see what 25 has in store for me. But nonetheless, I've been going on and on about this for so long. There's still so many more things I need to update you on, but maybe since I'm batching some episodes, I will save some of these updates for the following episodes so that you can have some life updates in those as well, because I love doing them with you guys. It makes me feel like we're on FaceTime, like I'm chatting with a friend, because you guys truly are my friends and I love doing this podcast. I would have to say my podcast is one of my most favorite, most special and dearest platforms that I have. I just feel so connected to you guys and I feel like I can just be my true authentic self. I don't have to worry about what it looks like, about the algorithm or anything. I'm just speaking into the void of the internet, but I loved chatting with you guys and it's just so much fun. So I'm always so appreciative of you guys who are listening and are always checking in to see when there's a new episode and being excited and sharing on your socials that you're listening to the pod. But let's discuss my current faves quickly before we go into what you clicked on this episode for. And that is how I stay motivated, or better said, how do I stay disciplined? Current faves. I am back into reading officially. I I'm on my reading grind. I'm 300 pages into a 600 plus page book, the fifth book of Magnolia Parks. I would say this is probably my least favorite of the series, but nonetheless, I still love Magnolia Parks universe, and I would not say any slander against it. It definitely just isn't as good as the other. Like, I feel like the storyline and the plot aren't as good. Do not ask me to explain what's going on in the book. I will leave that to my friend Madison Kate. You can find her on TikTok, but I'm just the worst storyteller, story summarizer. Definitely did not pay enough attention to that in English class, and English was not my strong suit. Although I have been told that I speak well and write well. I don't know what that means. The fact that I'm not a good storyteller, but I can speak well. I can talk about things. I can't retell stories. So in the future, when I'm recapping what happens in London and Italy and anything exciting in my life, just know that I'm the worst storyteller ever. Like, do not ask me to spill the tea and understand where I'm going with it, because it's not going to be executed in the best way possible or the most efficient way possible. It's not my strong suit, okay? We're self-aware. Anyways, back into reading. Also still on my HelloFresh grind. This is not sponsored. They're not paying me to say this, even though they have sponsored the podcast before. I have been buying HelloFresh for the past, I think it's been a month now, and it was actually my friend Emily's idea. She reminded me that I should actually probably try it out more consistently again and do that myself. And it's truly been a game changer. It really has gotten me back into cooking. I don't stress about trying to figure out what I'm going to buy at the grocery store. I just get like breakfast things, and I get three meals for two people, like two portions. So I have one for lunch the next day, or like, it's the perfect amount. I get like six meals of it from it a week, and I'm really happy. Also loving Aero chocolate bars, super random, super niche. I'm pretty sure they're only sold in Canada. I could be wrong on that, but actually I think they have Aero in South Africa. I don't know if they have it in the States, but I could be wrong. Oh, I saw Shawn Mendes this morning, coffee boy, you guys know, and the man was looking great. I know we're all over the place. I actually am convinced I have undiagnosed ADHD, but I'm just being a little melodramatic over here. Okay, sorry. Sidetracked on my phone. Got a notification. Also really loving the Milk Makeup Jelly Tint Berry Plum. At first, I did not really like this product. I wasn't a super big fan of it, but honestly, I've been wearing it every single day this past week and truly love it. I put it on my cheeks and on my lips, and I think it just looks really cute. Perfect for going to the pool or spending a day outside in the summer heat, because it is a tint and it is water-based. It works great and lasts long. And then I've also been really into my country mix playlist on Spotify. Obviously, this is going to be different for each person because I think it's based off of songs that you listen to a lot or songs that you have liked. But I personally have been just like playing that country mix on Spotify, especially when I'm like reading or laying by the pool. It's the perfect vibe. But let's get into the bulk of the episode finally. Please don't hate me for having a almost 15 minute intro. I don't know what it will be cut down to, but on my timer right now, it says 15 minutes. So my apologies, or maybe not my apologies, if you do really like the long intros. I kind of like them, but some people don't. So nonetheless, let's get into the bulk of the episode. Motivation.
I swear me and my girlfriends are always talking about this, and maybe I just live on the side of the side of the internet that everyone is just trying to figure out their cycles. Like us as girls, we are trying to figure out our cycles, whether we're on birth control or not, whether we're coming off of birth control, and we're just trying to figure out our cycles, cycle sync, you know, figure out the hormones and whatnot. There's so many different methods, and it can definitely be confusing and draining, and there's so many side effects and symptoms that come along with things just feeling a little out of whack. And I know I've been on a journey to manage my hormones and find a better way to just like manage my PMS and feeling just not like myself. And that is why I started taking Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. You guys know I love my adaptogens, and here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes or just life as you know it. And Hormone Harmony can really help with racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating, gas, everything you think of when you think of your hormones feeling all out of whack, it can help. and you'll feel like yourself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today. Thank you, Happy Mammoth Hormone Harmony, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I recently discovered this really cool supplement. You guys know I'm always up to try new health and wellness things, whether it be the supplements I'm taking, the way I'm eating, how I'm moving my body, the little wellness practices and habits and rituals that I'm integrating into my day-to-day life. And I've been taking this supplement, MitoPure, from Timeline for the past few months. And it's really cool because it helps with muscle health, recovery, strength. And you guys know that I'm so adamant about training for health, for endurance, for athleticism, and also for longevity in my life, to be able to still have good mobility and movement as I continue to age. I think it's really important to take care of your health when you're young and you still have it, and to not take it for granted. And I feel like MitoPure is the perfect supplement for that in my life. It is super easy to take. You can take 2 soft gels a day for as little as 2 months and start seeing significant improvements in your cellular energy, muscle strength, and endurance. After around 4 months, which I'm hitting around that point right now, you'll feel yourself getting stronger, recovering faster after workouts, which is so key, especially with me who cross trains all the time. And you also experience less inflammation. That's something that I struggle with a lot, especially if I'm training more intensively. And I feel like I've definitely have noticed a difference. My fingers are less inflamed. I feel like my face is less inflamed. My muscles recover so much better from workouts. So if you are curious in learning more about MitoPure from Timeline or trying it out for yourself, Timeline is offering 10% off your first order of MitoPure. You can go to timeline.com/Alana. That's timeline.com/Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, for 10% off your first order of MitoPure. Thank you, Timeline, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
Versus discipline is where I'm going to start. Motivation, like I've said, it comes in waves. It's something that I would argue is an external motivator, like it's extrinsic to you. You get inspired by something that you see or someone says or what you hear, whatever it may be. And it's like this hot, cold relationship. It's unstable. It comes in waves. It's not a super consistent thing. Versus discipline is something that you have the ability to keep consistent, and it's something you can find internally. It's an intrinsic motivator, for lack of a better term, and it's something you can rely on if you let yourself. Especially because I'm always asked, how do I stay motivated? It's not motivation that helps me achieve my goals or work towards things or continue to live the lifestyle that I do and do the things that I do. Yes, that adds into it and it helps move you along a bit more and a bit faster. It's kind of like a little boost, but it's my self-discipline and further on the why that I have set that keep me going. So determining a why. I think it's really important and quite necessary to determine a why. And this can pertain to anything and everything. Why do you want to live a healthier lifestyle? Why do you want to work out? Why do you want to live a certain way? Why do you want to do the things you want to do? It can't be surface level. It can't be vanity focused. Those things are only going to motivate you so much. Focus more so on, what do you want to feel? What do you want to do? What do you want your life to look like and why? What is the deeper reason behind you getting out of bed every morning? What is the deeper reason behind you wanting to live an active lifestyle? For me, the reason why health is at the forefront of almost all of my decisions is because I think health is priceless, and I know that I want to live a strong, long, and healthy life. I want to feel agile. I want to feel capable. I want to feel athletic. I want to feel strong. I might have already said that, but I just know I want to feel really good and feel my best, and in turn look my best. It's important to embody I get to mindset over I have to. mindset. You don't have to do anything. You get to. You get to wake up every single morning. You get to go to work. You get to do XYZ. You get to go on your run. You are able to. You're doing this and all the things that you are wanting to do for yourself, not for the external validation of completing such thing or achieving such thing or how other people will perceive you for achieving these things. It has to be for you. And if it's for someone else, it's not going to last. You're not going to have that discipline, that drive to keep pushing forward, even when you don't want to, even when the motivation is no longer there. I'm sure you're sitting here and wondering, what is this discipline and how do I incorporate it? How do I stay quote unquote motivated through self-disciplined and achieve my goals and work towards whatever I want to achieve in my life and have in my life and be in my life? That comes from implementing habits that support your goals. It's all about getting 1% better every single day. What are the little things that you can do consistently, whatever consistently looks like to you in your life, in this season, in this period of your life, and throughout your life that you can do on a day-to-day basis consistently that will help you inch forward towards your goal into achieving what you want to achieve, no matter the realm in which it is in? And I know in the moment that these little things, these mundane tasks and habits and routines and rituals that you are doing on a day-to-day basis may make it feel like you're not moving any closer to achieving your goals. But I want to remind you that good things take time, and those little changes every single day compound to be so much more in the grand scheme of things. It ripples into everything else and it builds on one another. When you're looking at these habits and trying to determine what you should be incorporating, what you should be doing, ask yourself these questions. What can I do now for my future self? What does my higher self, the person that already has these things I want, do on a daily basis? What do their habits look like? Who do they surround themselves with? How are they talking? How are they speaking? How are they thinking? What are they doing? How are they behaving? How are they holding themselves? Start slow with these habits and add on as you go, as I always say. You can't just do a complete 180 and reset of your entire life at once. You're just going to fall off track. It's going to be too much. Start with one, do it for weeks. Week two, add another one in, and so on and so forth. Eventually, these habits will pretty much become second nature to you and will be like your factory reset settings. And you won't really have to think too much about them. It will just be like, oh, I'm going to the gym, like normal thing, not a big deal anymore. Like these things will become more mundane and a part of who you are at your core and essentially bringing you closer to that higher version of yourself. When you think of your goals, think of your goal and then work backwards. And I want to remind you that this process isn't going to be linear. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs. Sometimes you're going to move 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, so on and so forth. But if you are consistent with these things overall across the entire timeline, that is all that matters. And that means sometimes maybe one day you're sick or you're traveling or life gets crazy and you quote unquote fall off track a little bit. You just get back on board and overall you do these things more times than you don't. With that said, it's important to find ways to keep yourself accountable. How can you stay accountable with keeping these habits as consistently as possible, honing in on your why, and being self-disciplined? There are quite a few different things you can play and see what works best for you, and it can differ in different areas of your life. Maybe in one area, you use one sort of accountability method. In another area, you use a different one. It may change throughout your life. It really all depends on you, and you know yourself best. One way, and people swear by this, I personally haven't really, have I ever used one? I don't think I've ever used one, but a lot of people swear by habit trackers. Shelby Sacco sells a little habit tracker book. You can get them off of Etsy. You can literally make one in an agenda or something on a piece of paper, your phone. I think there's apps, like there are so many different things. You can have an accountability partner, so someone who's going to check in and make sure that you are still doing these things. Positive reinforcement is super great for helping build those good habits. For example, rewarding yourself with a coffee after going for your long run, or going to your favorite restaurant for dinner after a month of being consistent with these habits that you've set. Also, learning how to get back up even if you have an off day, and to not just have this all or nothing mentality. I feel like I see this a lot in people where they're super on it with their goals and they're like so tunnel vision with their goals, but the minute that they fall off track, they're like, that's it, I just messed it up one day, I didn't do it one day, I might as well just give up. No, it's just one day, it's just a few days, it's just a week. Get back up on it. You fall off the horse and you get back up on it, and it's no big deal. Focus on what you can get done and go from there. Some days we might not be able to do every single thing on our checklists, in our habits, in our routines, in our rituals, whatever it may be, but do what your bare minimum is, or whatever you can get done and fit into your schedule that day. The only way that these things are going to work for you is if you are agile and flexible. Life is not perfectly cut out. It's not this perfect, robotic, expectable thing. There are a lot of things in life that happen that we don't expect, that come out of nowhere, and you have to learn how to be flexible and adapt and continue to move forward. I think the biggest thing is we're always taught to be consistent, and consistency is going to look different for everyone. For some people, it's every day. For some people, it's every other day. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 times a week, whatever it is. Figure out what consistency means for you and run with it. Be realistic with the implementation of your goals and your habits, and remind yourself that good things take time. It's not going to happen overnight. Rome was not built in one day. So really just lean into that and remind yourself of that. And I think it's also important that when we're working towards our goals, we can get so caught up in comparing ourselves to other people and comparing ourselves to our past selves and how we achieved things in the past and whatnot. But comparison is truly the thief of joy. Even if you are comparing yourself to yourself, take a moment, reflect, and see how far you have come, how much you have accomplished, and all the time and energy and hard work you have put into achieving those goals and building this lifestyle and building this life for yourself, and just be grateful and show yourself gratitude. I think it's really important to continuously practice gratitude and to just be reminded of all the things that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis. If we don't take the time to slow down and really realize that, things can become expected or mundane to us. So I think it's important to really practice gratitude and also solitude, and that can also help keep us grounded and humble and just very appreciative as a human. But to summarize, motivation is not something you can rely on. It's like your toxic ex. It's like that toxic relationship. It's so hot and cold. It comes and it goes. It's external. You never know when it's going to come. You don't know when it's going to leave you. So you cannot rely on it. It's great when you have it. Take it for what it is, but don't hold on to it. Rely on your discipline and your ability to self-discipline yourself. If you want to get somewhere, if you want to achieve something in life, you have to rely on yourself and show up for yourself. It is truly the only way. It's not going to be easy. You're not always going to want to do it when you wake up out of bed in the morning and get up. You're going to have to push yourself. And sometimes that means doing something that you don't really feel like doing. I don't always feel like I want to go on a run. I don't always feel like I want to work out or show up or do my work or film or record a podcast. But I know that I have to do these things in order to achieve what I want to achieve and to continue to be the person I want to be and live the life I want to live. So I'm going to do it anyways. And that's where your why comes in. It's important to have this deeper underlying reason as to why you are doing these things. Who are you showing up for? Why are you showing up for them? And what does that look like? What does that feel like? What is the deeper reason? You need to have a why that you lean on. You need to implement habits that support your goals. Think about what your higher self is doing and work from there. Figure out what your goal is and work backwards. Break it down, really narrow it down and break it down and make it simple for you to understand. Find ways to stay accountable, no matter what it is. And maybe it's different methods for different goals and different areas of your life. And really just focus on your mindset. I think another thing, which I briefly touched on, but who you surround yourself with is so important. If you are constantly around people who aren't super self-disciplined, aren't aren't goal-oriented, self-driven, motivated, hardworking people, if they don't have an optimistic or realistic mindset, if they're more pessimistic, that's not going to encourage you to work towards these things, and it's not going to push you. I think it's really important to surround yourself with people who you want to be like and who are like you and what you are trying to embody. And you really truly are the top five people you spend your most amount of time with. You really truly are the top five people whose content you are consuming, the media you are consuming. So be aware of that and be sensitive to that and make sure to make changes where changes are needed to be made. And I promise you, it will ripple into the rest of your life and you will feel so much better and these things will happen. You are so capable of doing whatever your heart desires as long as you put in the work to get there. And sure, some people are lucky and it falls into their lap, but wouldn't you want to accomplish something because you worked for it, not just because it was handed to you? I don't know, just think about that for a minute. But I love you guys so much. I'm going to be batch recording a few episodes because I will be away. So definitely stay tuned for those. And I'll be super excited to chat with you guys live again when I'm back from London and Italy. But I love you guys so much and we'll chat soon. Bye guys.